Many years ago, when I was in Hong Kong, I met a missionary who had a razor-sharp mind and a tender heart. I knew I wanted to learn from him. I entered his study in one of the city's enormous high-rises. It was a huge room filled with books, and against one wall were rows and rows of paperbacks. "I make it a matter of discipline to read one Christian paperback a day," he told me. "You mean a week?" I asked. "No, a day." I was in awe. Then the speed reader got up, walked over to the wall of paperbacks, pulled out a thin book, and handed it to me. "Have you ever seen this?" he asked. I shook my head. "Well, you've got about a week before you leave Hong Kong. Why don't you read it and give it back to me before you leave?" I reached out and took the book, The Knowledge of the Holy, by A.W. Tozer, and opened to the first page. "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us," it began. What a way to start a book, I thought. It went on, "For this reason, the gravest question before the church is always God himself. And the most portentous fact about any man is not what he at a given time may say or do, but what he in his deep heart conceives God to be like." That stunned me, and I was zealous to get deeper into it. I devoured each of the short chapters in that book. I was especially impacted by the chapter on the goodness of God, which radically changed how I think about him. And then I read each chapter again. When it came time to return the book, the missionary decided to let me keep it. I carried that copy in my briefcase for 26 years, until my wife gave me an updated edition for my birthday one year. Now I carry the new one. The reason I've kept it in my briefcase is because I keep reading it over and over. It has the most profound thoughts about God that I've ever read. I grew up with a view of God as a cosmic policeman who had a club he was waiting to use on me. When I read that God takes holy pleasure in the happiness of his people, that he has a good plan, and that I'm the object of his affection, it was all so foreign to me that I had to reread it several times for it to begin to sink in. The whole outlook of mankind might be changed if we could all believe that we dwell under a friendly sky, Tozer writes, and that the God of heaven, though exalted in power and majesty, is eager to be friends with us. Now when I bow my head to pray, I think of a God who loves to hear my heart. Nothing is too big or too small. He's eager to be my friend and yours. Rereading The Knowledge of the Holy as often as I do keeps me focused on God. It's easy for me, as it is for all of us, to turn inward and start thinking life is all about myself. This book reminds me that life does not ultimately revolve around my dreams, my agenda, my fulfillment, my significance and security, my marriage and kids, my work, and so on. It's ultimately about God. That singular focus transforms every relationship and every thought. I've quoted Tozer here because I want to emphasize just how profoundly a book can change your perspective. Read great books. Doesn't sound very exciting or very life-changing, but it can be.